Panthers head coach Rich Chernomas joins us on Panthers Radio with Zynomics. Rich, you're bringing in a guy out of Slovakia. We've got injuries at the moment. You're having a look at him, and you've got hopes that his skills can help the side.
Yeah, I mean, Marek is a guy that, first of all, he's, you know, still relatively young. He's only 25 years old, and everywhere he's played, he's put up numbers, and, you know, he's played on a few different teams. He's got the, you know, the North American mentality in the sense where he played his junior in the Western Hockey League, and, you know, I think one of the things that, you know, has kind of lacked a little bit in our games, even though we've done a good job tightening up our defensive game, but we haven't, you know, I think scored at will as much as we were, especially earlier in the beginning of the season, and that's understandable just because a lot of the teams are defending a lot better, and every team has a good goalie, and you know, I think, you know, one area where he can really help improve is on our power play, which has not been producing very well of late, and I just think that, you know, it wakes up some of the other guys, and, you know, everybody has an opportunity to compete for position, and, you know, you do that by having, you know, guys that are have the opportunity to step in positions and take advantage of them.
In more general terms, last weekend, dreadful Saturday, very good Sunday. You must be hoping that we can build on Sunday.
Well, you know, you know, you always want to try and see the positives out of, you know, when even when you know, you do lose a game, and especially when you lose a game at home. And, you know, in the first period against Belfast, I think, you know, both sides were pretty evenly matched. And they stepped it up a notch in the second period, and it forced us to, you know, make some bad turnovers in the defensive zone when they put pressure on us, as well as a couple of, you know, unnecessary penalties because of, you know, the pressure that they put on us. And even though we had some great chances in the first period to go up in the game, we didn't, but they did in the second, and ultimately that was a difference. And, you know, I don't think we skated anywhere near as well as we had in the past. You know, there's always, you know, different reasons why that is, but I mean, Belfast is a relatively quick team, and they're on a roll right now, and they're playing with a real big high. And you know, after their result in Cardiff on Sunday, I mean, you know, beating them 8-1, you know, you can see that, you know, they're running on all cylinders right now. And, you know, but the, you know, the great thing is that on Sunday when we went down to Guildford after, you know, losing the way we did on Saturday, I mean, that's what the guys have to realize, is that it doesn't, you know, whether it's a top team or, you know, even Guildford, you know, they won 5 games in a row, but we really bared down and we really concentrated. We didn't nearly make as many unnecessary, unconcentrated mistakes as we did on Saturday night as we did on Sunday. And I mean, that was the reason why we only allowed one goal for Guildford, who is very tough to beat at home. And you know, I mean, and everybody contributed. There was a few guys that I wasn't real happy with, and that's why I dropped lines. But everybody gets a, you know, fresh start and fresh opportunity the next game, and more guys that we have show up and do their jobs the way that they're supposed to do their jobs, the stronger makes the team.
Let's hope the team's strong Saturday in Cardiff, and then Sunday at home to Fife Flyers. Second in the table, Fife Flyers. The Flyers are flying high. Can the Panthers cut them back to earth? Tickets still available. Good seats still available. 0843 373 3000. Click on the links from panthers.co.uk or visit those fantastic staff in the box office.